Look carefully while you're walking in, say, South Boston, and you might see a painting. More specifically, on plein air paintings of landscapes left in the places that inspired them. They include scenes from Carson Beach, The Fens, and World's End in Hingham. And they are the work of Jake Garcia, the artist behind the Twitter handle Jakescapes. Garcia leaves them for the first person to get their hands on them, free of charge. The whole idea is to make people smile. And it's gotten so much attention that NBC Nightly News' Lester Holt took notice and talked to Jake about it.
These are bringing joy to people, but you don't often see the final connection, do you?
When I look at art, I feel like a lot of joy out of it. So my main goal, like, which I think is really nice, that you can kind of make somebody's day without saying a word.
Jake Garcia joins us now to tell us more about this undertaking. Welcome to Radio Boston, Jake.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I don't have one of your paintings, nor have I seen one, but you brought a smile to my face for doing this. This is kind of cool, Jake.
Yeah, it's very strange how it took off. It definitely makes my day to see other people kind of improve their day by just finding a piece of art, you know?
So let's begin at the beginning. I understand you're a nursing student. How did you start painting at all?
I painted in high school a little bit. I'm 34 now, so that was quite a long time ago. My brother had sent me some art stuff about 6 months ago. He sent me some pencils and paper, and I was drawing. I was like, I really miss this. And then I just got some paints, and I decided to start painting. I just figured I'd like to try it again and started YouTubing some tutorials and found out I really enjoyed it. So I kept up with it.
And how did you pick your locations?
I walk around the beach a lot and I walk around the city a lot. And I kind of just whatever I see that I kind of like. It's hard to make a good composition sometimes, but, whatever inspires me, I guess, you know.
So I am picturing you're painting. Okay, well, let me backtrack. Where were you the first time? What did you paint the first time you left a painting for someone?
So the first time I painted, I was down at Carson Beach near the dock there, and I painted it. And then I was walking back, and I walked quite a ways, and the wet paintings are kind of, it's just not fun to carry them. So I sat on a bench and I just thought I should just leave this here. I wonder if anybody would take it, you know. I thought it'd be funny if I walked into somebody's house and then I saw my painting there and I was like, hey, where'd you get that, you know?
So do you know, did someone take it?
So that's never been claimed. The first two, I don't know what happened. There's another one, there's a third one I don't know what happened to either. So I'm not sure where that went.
It does that make you feel vulnerable as an artist to put your art out there and have some of these pieces just kind of go off into the ether and you don't know?
You can take art and you can bring it home and you can put it in a box forever, or you can share it with people. The idea that somebody's going to maybe find joy out of that is totally worth it for me. Like it's not worth it for me to just stash it in a box. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not, that doesn't bring me any joy. And the process is what I like going out there and trying to figure out these problems of how am I going to do this? That's where I get all the joy. So the product is nice, but you know, you can only look at a painting for so long that you have that's your own, you know? And if I do a bunch of them, it's, you know.
So what are the problems that you have to solve? Let's talk about that process a little bit.
So when you look at a scene, it's not really what it looks like. Like, you think like, oh, that must be blue. And then you find out it's not really blue. Like, your eyes play a lot of tricks on you. So you have to kind of figure out like what's going on as far as the atmospheric perspective. So how far away something is, you know, the yellow and the red is going to disappear out of that. And you're going to be left with only blue. So you got to figure out like, that's far away, that's going to be a little lighter, you know? So you kind of have to work out some problems using a little bit of color theory. If you have any knowledge on it, I have very little. And, you know, where to place things. You don't always have to put everything you see in the picture. I painted a picture today at the Fens and there was a big tractor there and I didn't put the tractor in. And I didn't, you know, it's you can leave something out if you want, you know? So you kind of got to figure out what you want to put in and then kind of figure out how's this going to go together and what colors are there. So there's a lot that goes on in it, you know, and that kind of puzzle is is that process is really fun for me.
So I got to know, did you leave that painting at the Fens? Is it sitting out there right now? Somebody wants to go get it, or did you keep that one?
No. So I left it, but somebody got it really fast. So I put them up on my, I put them out, and then I put them on my social media, and people have been getting them like very quickly, you know, since it was on the news. So now I think some people follow, and then, so people have been getting it kind of quickly, you know? So I usually have them, if they tag me, I put them on my Instagram, you know, and like say like, oh, I painted a picture for, you know, whoever it is, Ralph, whoever it is, you know? And that's been enjoyable for me.
Okay. So let's talk about Ralph for a second. Ralph Menzioni picked up one of your paintings and he talked about it with NBC Nightly News. Here's what he told them.
When I end up leaving Boston area, it's something that I can always take with me. So I think it's just cool. It kind of brightens someone's day really quick. And it's a unique little find.
Does that feel good to hear?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I, you know, I saw Ralph's pic, like I saw her just smiling with a painting. Like that's like the best, you know. I was telling somebody, one of my really good friends today, like I was like, the best thing of the best part of this whole thing is when somebody is like, I found this painting. And then they tell you on social media, I usually see it and they're like, so happy. Like, that's like wild, you know, like, we live in a world where everything is so negative. A lot of things are really negative. So just to see that just something good happening is really, for me, like, that's a big deal, you know, because that's the kind of person I want to, that's what I want to be. Like, I don't want to be a person who's part of the problem, you know. I want to be like starting to be part of a solution to, you know, a better world, even if it is really small in the scheme of things.
So that strikes me because you are a nursing student. It sounds like helping is just kind of at your core.
Yeah, I've always been really interested in nursing. It took me a while to go to school. You know, I found that when you help somebody in a selfish way, you tend to not think about yourself as much. So in turn, you're a little bit happier. So you're not caught up in your head and you're not caught up in all this negative stuff going on, because it's really hard to think about yourself when you're helping somebody else. So all this stuff does have a selfish element to it, you know? Yeah. And I do like to help people, and I do like to see people grow and improve. And I like to help that along.
How many Ralphs are out there? How many people have picked up paintings of yours at this point?
Five, I believe. I'd have to fact check that. Five that I know of. There was a recent one at World's End that wasn't picked up that I loved. I loved that picture. But
how
I don't know
do you
where
know
it,
it wasn't picked up?
Well, maybe it was picked up by somebody that doesn't know social media, which is cool too. You know, I guess it wasn't tagged. So let's put it that way.
There we go. And how many of these do you want to do? I mean, this is a thing now. How long do you think you'll keep doing it?
If I enjoy it and it brings happiness to myself and others, I'll continue to do it. You know, if I stop enjoying it or, you know, it's not in something I want to do, I'll stop. I do this because I really like it. Like, I'm not doing this to, like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not doing this for, like, any type of popularity or anything like that. Like, I'm painting because I really like it. And I didn't set out to, like, be, like, this really good person and like help a lot of people. I just thought maybe somebody would like it if they found a piece of art, you know, like that was it. Like, it wasn't like this, I didn't think it was going to catch on, you know. So it depends on how long this goes for, how long I'm interested in it.
That is Jake Garcia, the artist behind Jakescapes. Jake, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can keep up with Jake's paintings and where to find them via Twitter @Jakescapes.